You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey, it's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
Boss
that
up?
We do?
And get it, people! What they want.
There is so much to discuss. We will get you ready for week 3 in the NFL. We'll break down last night's Thursday night football game, but we have some fresh sound from one of the most intriguing athletes in the NBA. Ben Simmons sat down with J.J. Redick and Tommy Adler, and here is what he had to say.
I was trying to do the right thing, at least, like do right by, you know, whatever the team, my teammates, whatever, you know, whoever it is, but trying to do the right thing. And I just was not in that place to play. Like, I wasn't, like, I just couldn't do it. And I, you know, getting kicked out of that practice that day, I actually spoke to Doc before practice. I was like, Doc, I'm not ready. Hey, mentally, I'm not ready. Please just understand that. You know, I tried to let him know prior. And he's like, well, I'm going to put you in anyway. I'm like, all right. Told me to get in. I was like, I looked at him. Like, it was like 1 minute into practice. Like, man, get in. I'm like, first of all, no one's doing that. You're doing this on purpose. And that's how I felt too. I was like, okay, so it seems like everyone's just trying to, you know. Like, I'm getting fined for, like, not lifting weights, but physically, I'm like one of the strongest guys on the team. So I'm like, now they're finding me for little things. And it was just a buildup of, obviously, I didn't handle things the right way, but also the team didn't either.
Jalen, he talked about a lot during this long podcast. He talked about his desire to shoot the basketball from range. He talked about the play where he passed to Matisse Thybulle against the Hawks in the playoffs. And he came off as very likable, very relatable. Mr. Rose, he also said that he didn't get the help that he wanted and asked for from his teammates and the organization in Philadelphia. What is your reaction, not just to what you just heard, but to everything from this podcast?
So my reaction to everything from this podcast is it's so refreshing as the first former player to have a podcast. You would know because you and the Pod Father helped green light it, to the form that becomes a relaxed setting that allows the athlete to forget that cameras are in the room. Now there's another element that I appreciate. They're allowing adult beverages in the room now.
I've a lot of questions about the set design. A lot of questions, but we can
right,
hold that for another time.
Right, allowing adult beverages in the room now. And so now you get the drink champs feel. You know, shout to Nori, my brother. And to see the glasses on the table, to see the bottles on the table, you can kind of tell when the interview starts to get longer, how the person starts to get more fluid with the things that they hope to say. And a couple of things that I took away from it, Jacoby, is there has to be accountability on both sides. I think the damage of this relationship was done when he played poorly against the Hawks and they overall got beat by an upstart team. And when they didn't trade him that offseason, this is why you bring in Daryl Morey. This is why you have Doc Rivers as a head coach. You're trying to put together a dream team to go with Joel Embiid in order to win the East. And if you look back at the landscape of the East, Philadelphia has the best player that hasn't done that yet. We've seen Toronto, Miami, with Jimmy Butler, Kawhi Leonard, win the East and get it done. Giannis Antetokounmpo win the championship, the Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum. And so for Philly, they were trying to create a process and it was their turn, but they never delivered. And that created a level of frustration and finger pointing. And after that series, it allowed everyone to point the finger at Ben Simmons' lack of shooting, yep, lack of aggression, and his lack of productivity. I mean, the kind of talent that he is, if you look back at the stats in those fourth quarters, he was inept. And so for me, that was the fork in the road for the relationship. When he returns and don't play, of course they're gonna fine you for not working out. It don't matter if you're the strongest person on the team. This is a lifestyle. This is every day. This comes with the territory.
In your contract.
And also, yes, they're gonna ask you to practice if they deem you to be healthy and available to go. And so the dichotomy of they're going to ask you to do your job. Now, a lot of people, and this is the Brinks truck noise backing up, beep, 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 owe him an apology. Because there was a lot of name calling when he didn't play. Calling him weak, calling him soft, you know, questioning what he said about his mental stability, which is a real thing. And you got to support someone when they're honest and open enough to say that out loud and address that. That's a thing that somebody could be closeted about. So when somebody opens up about that, that should be embraced. And so now you get traded to the Nets. I don't know how he passes the physical.
He has back surgery.
They get swept. Now this is a new season. Let's talk about the basketball portion. What's going to help Ben Simmons also is he's a uber talented defender, one of the best in the league. He guards multiple positions, one of the fastest players in the league, and one of the best playmakers in the league. He's going to be terrific for a healthy Nets team as the third best option behind KD and Kyrie versus in Philly behind Embiid as the second best option. And then the other thing, Jacoby, he's not going to be required to initiate offense as a point guard. It's hard to do that. Doug Collins used to teach me this all of the time. The game is so hard when you can't shoot. And so if he's at the top of the floor and he's initiating offense, they can suppress the defense, and all of a sudden it exposes the fact that he can't shoot. But now with the Nets, he's going to be a screener. He's going to be a roller. He's going to be a secondary playmaker. He's going to be on the dunker spot. And then now all of a sudden, his inability to shoot won't be as exposed because he'll be playing more minutes at the five in theory than he will be at the one. So I want to see the Nets healthy, and I do believe that they have an opportunity to do something special this year.
So, Jalen, you know I always say that everyone's a hero in their own movie. And when you listen to someone direct from their perspective, when you listen to the events from their perspective, you understand and you can relate to it much better. And I found myself sort of regretting some of the things I said about him. I thought that perhaps maybe he used his mental health as an excuse because he didn't want to play for the Sixers. But then when you listen to him tell the story from his own mouth about not being mentally ready to practice and then being forced to practice, needing help, asking for help from the organization and not getting the support that he needed, you really understand and relate to him a lot better. Now, I'm not saying that his perspective that he presents in this podcast is the objective truth of the matter, but it did give me a lot of perspective about how he felt about the events that went by, and I felt a little regret about some of the things I said about him. How do you feel listening to him tell the tale from his perspective?
And that's why I stood on the table in 360 degrees and made sure I acknowledged that, you know, no player wants to have back surgery. So anybody that said he wasn't playing for whatever reason, that no athlete is trying to jump on that table and have surgery. But with that being said, Jacoby, the one thing about the Ben Simmons situation is this. The games in the season is going to start. Like, that's about to happen. And so really, he's going to get an opportunity to reinvent himself. And if he's healthy and playing for a Nets team that meets expectations, where I believe they have a chance to make it to the conference finals, then all in Philly will be gone and forgotten. But he still is going to have to get out there and ball.
I think that you've always said something, that winning is the best deodorant. The best thing to happen for Ben Simmons is to go out there, perform well on the basketball floor, the Nets to get a good winning record, be the number one, number two seed in the Eastern Conference, and all of this is forgotten. But before we move on, I just do want to recognize just how open he was in this interview. I want to give a shout to Tommy and JJ and Ben Simmons, because as you alluded to at the very beginning of this conversation, this is sort of a new world where athletes have the opportunity to express themselves in a way that they couldn't before, and we get this sort of honest dialogue that we got from those three. And I also want to know, why is there an espresso machine there? Why are they in the kitchen? Why is there bottles of wine in weird places? I have so many questions about the set design, but we can talk about that another day. Let's move on to last night on Amazon. It was the Browns and the Steelers in a game that was pretty close to begin with, but eventually it was Nick Chubb and the Browns who ran away with it. Jalen, they do not have Deshaun Watson under center, but they look pretty good on both sides of the ball. How do you feel about the Browns after this win?
Jacoby Brissett. You didn't mention his name.
I'm
shocked.
I kind of disowned that would be Jacoby.
I thought you'd be on your KRS-One.
I disowned him. I was on him, and he was with the Patriots, but that year with the Colts really hurt my feelings.
So you can't be die easy with Jacoby's also.
That's a good point. That's my own name. You're right. You're right.
You got to at least grandfather them in. You know what I mean? He was balling. Two TD passes. That was huge. He was poised in the pocket. The actual difference between these two teams was him. Is that they had a functioning quarterback in Cleveland, and the Steelers are still trying to figure it out. But the B side, clearly, I mean, the bell cow, in all honesty, is Nick Chubb. I mean, come on now. He's one of the best backs in the league. You know, over the last handful of years, as many 100-yard games as anybody in the league, if not more. And so when you can rely on him and Kareem Hunt, you know, stabilize your offense. But again, I want to give a shout to Jacoby Brissett, because he, to me, throwing passes like that became the difference in beating the Steelers.
And if you are the Dallas Cowboys and you are the Jones family, you're watching Amari Cooper last night saying he could be in our uniform. And that's one of the things that went through my mind, because I do not believe the Browns or the Steelers will contend for the playoffs, let alone the championship. However, when you watch Amari Cooper, if you are the Dallas Cowboys, you have to feel a certain way. Well, speaking of Jerry Jones had something really interesting to say about his own quarterback competition, like the Steelers. This is shocking sound. I can't wait to talk to you about it. Let's listen to the Cowboys owner.
Wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd want, if it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
I understand what he's saying, that he would love to have the problem that Cooper Rush plays so well that he would have to question whether or not to start him over Prescott. But at the same time, what are you doing, Jerry Jones? You just paid Dak Prescott. He is the face of the franchise. He's QB1 for the Cowboys. Why would you open this to discussion?
So here's the thing about Dak. You play for America's team, and therefore that the scrutiny along with the adulation that goes with being a Cowboy quarterback in particular does exist. You get an opportunity to be on multiple commercials. You get a chance to play on nationally televised games very often. Like, and you're the face of the franchise. You're the player under center. And even if you retire and you have the Cowboy logo attached to you, it carries you post-career. See many athletes. And so when you're in that position and you've gotten paid top dollar, now it's about performing out on the field and delivering. And so since Jacoby, he hasn't become like that top five, you know, quarterback, Jerry Jones still kind of gives him shade. Mm-hmm. I remember when we were talking about Carson Wentz getting paid back then and Dak waiting to get paid, and they had already gotten a bargain, and, you know, Dak had outperformed his contract. You know, he don't talk about Dak like, you know, he's that dude. Prescott. You know, I wish he just comes in and plays like Prescott did and wins 10 games. I appreciate him so much that I wouldn't have anyone else under center. You don't hear him saying that about Dak. And to me, that's the disconnect. When you allowed Amari Cooper to leave and you didn't continue to build out the offense around him. So Dak now becomes the fall guy of the fact that the Cowboys this season won't contend and haven't won a Super Bowl in, I believe, 30 years since my guy, Jimmy Johnson, led them there, and Barry Switzer. Is he in the Ring of Honor yet? Is Jimmy in the Ring of Honor yet?
No. Jalen, if you have a quarterback that you have given a deal to, like you gave Dak Prescott, as an organization, I feel it is your responsibility to support them publicly, which is not what Jerry Jones has done, which is quite surprising, to be honest with you. Also surprising, Mr. Rose, people have forgotten about Kawhi Leonard. This man has led multiple teams to NBA championships, and we haven't seen him play for a year, but he looked good this offseason, and he's going to suit up for the Clippers in about a month or two. We'll discuss that right after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming to you live from Seaport in New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, you said something that I steal and tell my friends all the time. And that is that the Clippers are going to be in the Western Conference Finals. And now we have news that Kawhi Leonard has been cleared to practice. There's video of Kawhi Leonard looking extra swole while he's working out. This roster is absolutely stacked, and I'm not going to credit you when I say this, but we're going to say this early and often. The Clippers are the best team in the Western Conference.
And here's the other thing about Kawhi's return I think people forget. Lockdown elite defender. Like, the only other guy to win Finals MVP and Defensive Player of the Year, the other two gentlemen, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon. And before he got injured, he was those dunks was right before he got injured. And so when he returns, I just talked about this on NBA Today yesterday. There's a list of players returning this year that is out right now. And they have Kawhi Leonard 12th.
What?
12th.
12th? 12th.
They have
all
James
time
Harden
or currently playing? Is that all time?
Right. I couldn't even do the show. I had to get up and walk to the screen. Malika and Richard looking at me like I'm crazy. I'm like, hold on. There isn't 12 human beings that's better, 11 human beings that's better at basketball than Kawhi Leonard.
No, there's
and
not.
He's top three or four for me on any list. And so I know how you appreciate the defense.
Defense, exactly. The two-way players. You spend 50% of your time on the basketball court playing defense. It is 50% of your job, and people discredit it all the time. And I will say this to you, Mr. Rose. We might as well, I'm not going to pencil it in. I'm going to pen it in. Clippers, Warriors, Western Conference Finals.
Done.
It's going to be
done.
Up and down the California coast for the Western Conference Finals. I can't imagine another team that will be in that position if everyone stays healthy. I cannot.
Agree. Definitely.
Jalen, I'm going to win so much money this weekend betting on NFL football games. I'm so glad it's legal here in New York City. I don't have to go to New Jersey anymore. There are some great games this weekend, the first of which that we will discuss involves the greatest quarterback of all time,
Tom Brady,
and two-time MVP,
Aaron Rodgers.
Here is why I am backing the Packers in this one. There's no one for Tom Brady to pass the ball to or hand the ball to. Like, Godwin's questionable. Julio Jones is questionable. Evans is suspended. And we know what happened to their line. I have the Packers winning this one. Who do you have winning this one?
As much as we're going to talk about the Hall of Fame quarterbacks, and rightfully so, it's going to be great to see those guys duel it out. It's just crazy how Tom Brady separated himself from his peers the way Michael Jordan did in his era. And that's what I mean when I talk about all-time greatness. Like, you're going to talk about, you know, Aaron Rodgers' arm talent and what he's accomplished. But when you put it up next to Tom Brady's, it's just not fair. It's just really not fair. And I think what's going to be the difference, however, is the run game, the people in the backfield, Aaron Jones and Dylan, Leonard Fournette for the Bucs. I think those guys are going to have a lot to do with whichever team wins. But I'm not mad at you for feeling like the Bucs don't have the weapons, in particular with all the injuries at wide receiver. But, man, they do have Tom Brady.
They do have Tom Brady.
He is ready for a big stage.
It is that thing. Sometimes I feel silly talking to a microphone and predicting Tom Brady is going to lose a football game. I did it when they played the Cowboys in week one. And then, like, I was like 5 minutes into the game being like, why did I even think it was possible for Tom Brady to lose a football game? But when you look at this, this is the reason that I will be financially invested in the success of the Packers. And as you mentioned, I believe that Jones and Dylan in the backfield will be the difference. Both teams have great defenses, which are healthy. Jalen Rose, at this point, it's like, are the Bills going to go 20-0? Like, is there a team that can even get close? Is there a team that can be down one possession against the Bills in the NFL, not just the AFC? People are talking about this game like it will be a close matchup, but there's no chance the Dolphins are even in this game at the end. That's how good the Bills are right now.
Well, you're a die-easy Bills fan, and rightfully so. You earned the right by physically going to Buffalo and breaking a table. So you've been indoctrinated. You saw Stephon Diggs catch 1, 2, 3 touchdown passes like last week. You saw the defense score a touchdown, be dominant the last 2 weeks. But you know what you also saw? Tua time.
Oh, please.
6 TD passes, Cheetah out there running wide open, Jalen waddling, you know. Like, I'm looking forward to this matchup, and I should have went to this game. I should have went to this game. What are your fiscally interests as it relates to this game?
Oh,
I got Cheeto on my fantasy team.
I can't put no such thing as a weekend in which I do not bet on Josh Allen to score a touchdown. I got money line. I got Allen touchdown. I got Diggs touchdown. It's so easy to make money, man. It's so easy. You know what? I'm gonna make 3 bets during the break. Go to break. I'm gonna put these in right now. AM tonight on ESPN2, you can watch the women of the USA basketball team play basketball, and Brittany Griner will not be there. She is still in Russia.
Wrongfully detained now 218 days, so we here at Jalen and Jacoby wish her a speedy, safe return to the United
States. We here at Jalen and Jacoby might have slandered some waffle wings yesterday, and Chef Sean said they're perfectly seasoned, Mr. Rose. Are we going to have to eat these things?
Chef Sean, I'm trying to keep my cholesterol down, and I'm trying to stay off the fried food and the syrup, but if you hook something else up, I'll eat it. Love is love.